Some Maryland hospitals have told officials that they are not getting enough second doses of the new COVID-19 vaccines. State lawmakers raised concerns about these reports at a meeting yesterday afternoon, and WYPR's Rachel Bay is here with details from that meeting. Rachel, explain how the vaccine distribution process works and why it may not be working here.
So every week, hospitals and other healthcare providers get a predetermined number of vaccine doses. The Maryland Department of Health designates some of these as first doses and some as second doses. So at yesterday's meeting of a state Senate work group focused on the vaccine rollout, Senator Clarence Lamb asked Acting Health Secretary Dennis Schrader to confirm what he's been hearing from hospitals.
Today, I've heard that multiple hospitals and health systems are having difficulty getting second doses for their healthcare workers, that there are second doses that were supposed to have been delivered last week that are still missing and have not materialized. And now there are second doses for healthcare workers this week that are less than half of what hospitals are expecting.
Acting Health Secretary Dennis Schrader confirmed that this is happening. He blamed the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for the problem.
We're working with them. We've been on the phone with them all weekend trying to figure out. They haven't been able to put their finger on what the issue is.
Schrader said he expects to sort out the problem in the next few days.
Both of the vaccines available here in Maryland require two doses to be effective, and those doses need to be given either 3 or 4 weeks apart, depending on which vaccine you get. Are there people who have missed their second dose because of this problem?
No. So far, the affected hospitals have been able to make up the difference. Let's say that today a hospital gets 500 first doses. In either 3 or 4 weeks, the hospital should get 500 second doses. But if 200 of those second doses are missing, the hospital has to take away doses from people who were supposed to get their first doses.
So how does that affect the overall rollout?
The problem is that it slows down the state's vaccination process. The people who got their first doses 4 weeks ago were primarily frontline healthcare workers in the state's Phase 1A. They are largely the ones getting second doses now. Some hospitals are taking first doses away from people in phases 1B and 1C, for example, people who are over the age of 65, to give second doses instead to healthcare workers. This is against the state's rules for its vaccination program. It also makes it look like the hospitals didn't use all of their assigned first doses because they didn't administer as many first doses as the state was expecting them to. Governor Larry Hogan has warned providers that if they don't administer 75% of their first doses, they will get fewer doses in future weeks, as in their doses will be reallocated to other providers.
You said the acting health secretary blamed the federal government for this problem. Is there something that the state could do to fix it?
I spoke with Senator Lamb after the meeting. He wants the health department to give providers permission to do what some have already been forced to do, to give doses slated for patients instead to healthcare workers who need their second doses. Without that permission, Lamb says some providers have taken matters into their own hands. They are hanging on to half of their weekly allotments so that they know they will have second doses available weeks later when they need them.
WYPR's Rachel Bay covers state government and many other things for WYPR. Rachel, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.